All right, Psalms 37. And we're going to start at 1, and we're going to read several of the following. Are we there yet? Amen. The King James Version of the Bible says, "Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good, so thou shalt dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord. He shall give thee the desires of thine heart." Isn't that good stuff? "Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil." If you turn over to 37 and 27. Look at this. This is to the believer this morning. "Depart from evil and do good and dwell forevermore." Now jump down to 34. "Wait on the Lord and keep his way, and he shall exalt thee to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, thou shalt see it." Thus ends the reading of God's word. I want to talk about this morning, if you guys will allow me just a few minutes. Less stress and more rest. Less stress and more rest. My brothers and sisters, there are two true statements. There is no such thing as stress. And stress is a major factor in our society. But stress does not exist as a tangible entity. You can't buy it. Have you ever gone to the store and said, "I'm going to go buy me a cup of stress. I'm going to go get me a bottle of stress"? Have you ever gone down to the supermarket and you saw somebody in Walmart and said, sir, will you help me find the stress aisle?" Really, what is stress? That's a real good question, because my brothers and sisters, stress really does not exist. Amen? You can't package it. You can't buy it. But things in life get stressful sometimes. You know what stress really is? Stress is a measure of our internal reaction to the happenings of life. Y'all want me to say that again? Stress is a measure of our internal reaction to the happenings of life. Don't have much money in the bank, so guess what? I'm stressed out. My husband didn't speak to me this morning. I'm stressed out. They acted funny on the job talking about closing up. I'm stressed out. But my brothers and sisters, how are we as baptized believers supposed to react to those things that stress us out? Drugs and alcohol. We turn to those because we are stressed out. I went to a training not long ago on my job, and it was about stress. And the lady that was over the training, she said, "Stress causes sickness. Sickness causes disease, and disease causes death." My brothers and sisters, if we don't get rid of this thing called stress, and if we don't get rid of the stressors in our lives, it leads us to a life of destruction and death. If stress causes sickness, and you know people are, "I'm so sick." Sickness causes disease, and disease causes death. You know, what do they give you when your heart's not acting right? What do they give you? They put you on a treadmill and give you a stress test just to see how much you can handle. My brothers and sisters, we have to find more rest in our lives, because this stress is killing us. Why would a man that is 75 years old, how bad can it be that Don Cornelius takes a gun, puts it to his head, and pulls the trigger? Stress. I can't make it. I can't do. I can't get past. I can't overcome. But the Bible says that we as Christians, we are more than conquerors. So why are you walking around kicking rocks with your head down, talking about how stressed out you are? If God is your father, if your father is in heaven, and he says that I own the cattle on 1,000 hills, why are we stressed out? Do we really believe what the Bible says, or do we even consider what the Bible says in regards to our lives? Some of us are just going day by day by day, never considering that God is in control. Amen? Stress, my brothers and sisters, is self-produced. Stress, it can't be conducive to anything. Have you noticed, has stress ever done anything positive in your life? Darren, you can't even play that guitar if you're stressed out. I can't even preach if I'm stressed out. Why is it that we're desperate, depleted, disgusted, and we call ourselves children of God? It's time for us to hold our heads up, my brothers and sisters. We sing the songs all the time, "Victory is mine. Victory today is, I told Satan, get thee behind, but victory today is mine. When I rose this morning, I didn't have no doubt, but I'm real stressed out." Do we really listen to ourselves? You know, a lot of times church people are the most sad people you ever run into. My grandmother, we never went to my grandmother's house and didn't have enough to eat. But you know what? Sometimes my grandmother would say, when it's time to eat, "Grandma, what we got to eat?" "Oh, we got a piece of meat in there. We got a piece of meat. Just a piece of meat, huh?" So then we get ready to eat. Everybody eating light because we just got a piece of meat. Don't eat too much. But this particular song, my brothers and sisters, is dealing with stress and the fact that there are some people around that seem to be getting away with murder. That everything is working out for them, but nothing is working out for the child of God. And David has written this song to encourage the believer. It says, "Fret not. Don't worry about it." But we worry about, you know, it's sad when we see that person in our neighborhood that doesn't give God the time of day. He driving a new car, new house. Seems like everything is going good. The drug dealer. Anybody know the drug dealer? He got the bling bling. He got everything. You know, he goes and sits on the front row at the Mavericks game. And I'm down here going to this church every Sunday and giving what's due to God. And I can't seem to pull out of mine. But the word tells us to fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. See, sometimes, my brothers and sisters, we'll get in competition with the world. We'll get in competition with what's going on out there in the world. Some of us get caught up because we get in the world and we start to do the same things that the world is doing. How many of y'all seen the movie Training Day? Denzel was cold in that movie with Lonzo. He was a bad boy. But Lonzo was supposed to hold up the law. But Lonzo got in it so deep. He got in it so deep and he saw how much money the drug dealers had, how much money the gamblers had, and those guys, he just got right on in there with them. But fret not thyself because of evildoers. My brother says, don't get caught up. You better check yourself before you wreck yourself. Some of us are stressed out right now because of the company that we keep, because of the people that we talk to, because of where we hang out, the conversations that we participate in. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, because my brothers and sisters, ultimately they're going to be cut off. What goes up must come down. Those same folks that leapfrogged you, and you know what? You're going to see them on their way down. But if you stay with God, and I can just close this thing out right now. If you stay with God, everything will be all right. Amen? You just got to stay with the ship. Stick with the ship. Stick with the program. Any of you ever started a diet and stopped it? You were doing real good. And then what happened? They had fried chicken day at your job. And you said, "I got to have the fried chicken." And you took one bite of the fried chicken. And it's been downhill ever since. But you were on your, but you got back into that old habit. My brothers and sisters, some of us are stressed out because we got back into an old habit. Well, what we did was we went back to instinct and we started doing the things that we used to do. We started saying the things that we used to say because we got into the wrong crowd. We got into the wrong lane. Amen. I'm trying to help somebody this morning. Give me 15 minutes. There's a problem. You know what the problem is? This psalm deals with the problem of wicked people, their prosperity, their actions, and basically they're getting away with murder, as I said before, and they're determined in opposition to do what's right. You know what? Some people out there that just don't want to do right and not going to do right no matter what. Have you ever run into them and you tried to tell them? You tried to warn them? But they just keep on. There's some wicked people out there. And this psalm is very prevalent to today's society. These wicked people, they are determined in opposition to what's right. Ever known anybody just wouldn't do right no matter what? Did that stress you out? Now, let me tell you something. If you're hanging out with people or you're around situations and circumstances where wrong doesn't bother you. If wrong doesn't bother you, then there's something wrong with you. Amen? Somebody said you lay down with dogs, you get up with fleas. Psalms deals with the problem of wicked people in their present condition for stress. The truth is that it is probably more prevalent at this time, because when you look around with all of the things that's going on, so we look at the problem. The problem is the people, they're prosperous. The wicked people seem to be prosperous. Let's look at our government today. You know, I don't care how you feel about certain people, but when you look at government and all the corruption that is tied into our government, no wonder we can't do any better. Amen? So their actions and them getting away, it seems like some people just get away with everything. Amen? But my brothers and sisters, there's a prescription for this. See, we're stressed out because of what's going on, what people around us are doing. It seems like everything's working out for them and things are not working out for us. And some of us, and I hate to say it, but some of us kind of get, I hate to use the word jealous, but do you sometimes just wonder, how in the world are they doing as well as they're doing and I'm trying to do everything that I can do? And things that aren't working out. I'm praying for my kids every day, but my kids seem to be flunking out of school. My kids seem to be getting in trouble. And that person over there that's doing this and that, their kids seem to be doing all right. But fret not thyself because of evildoers. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. Trust. Okay. I'm getting ahead of myself. Prescription. The prescription, my brothers and sisters. Let's look at verse 1. What does verse 1 say? It says, fret not. Did y'all see that? In the beginning of verse 1, it says, fret not. And I know this is Bible study 101 today, but I want to help somebody deal with stress. It says, when you're dealing with stress, fret not. And you know what that means? It means don't let your engine boil over. The problem with some of us is we're fretting so much, our engines are boiling over. And we claim to be a child of God, but all people see us, when people see us, we're just angry all the time. So don't let your engine boil over. Fret not. So because when you're fretting, you're getting angry. When you're fretting, you're lashing out. When things work out for them, you're cussing them out and acting a fool. All right? That make sense? And then the prescription, my brothers and sisters, look at this in verse 3. Verse 3, let's jump down to verse 3. It says, trust in the Lord and do good. And this is a form of trust and obey. See, we've got to trust God, Darren, but we also have to obey him. Some of us, well, I trust the Lord, but will you obey God? Will you do what his word says? So we got to trust and obey. It says here again, trust in the Lord and do good. Have you done anything good lately? When was the last time? I'm trying to help somebody this morning deal with the stress. Because you may be stressed out because you're not doing what you should be doing. Amen? And then, my brothers and sisters, prescription. I'm just trying to get us some medicine to help us this morning. Let's look at verse 4. What does verse 4 say? It says, delight thyself also in the Lord. And when you break that down, that means find your satisfaction in him. Y'all remember the country western song? Looking for love in all the wrong places. Come on, Johnny, you know it. Looking for love in all the wrong places. Come on now, look at that. Some of us are looking for satisfaction. Some of us are looking in the wrong places. Some of us are looking in the bottom of a bottle, whether it be alcohol or whether it's a pill bottle. Some of us are looking we delighting ourselves in drugs and alcohol. Some of us are delighting ourselves in sex and pornography. What are you delighting yourself in? It says, delight thyself in the Lord. Find your satisfaction in him. You know what? There's nothing I'd rather do than be right here this morning doing what I'm doing. I get so much joy out of doing what I do for God. I love coming out here to this old metal building. Y'all not even here half the time. I just come out here just to walk around because I love it so much. I love God so much. You know, and if you run into me, I'm going to tell you something about the Lord. I don't care about it. LeBron James, and I don't care about Lynn Sanity, the new Asian guy that's just killing everybody on the basket. I don't care about that. I don't care that my son hit 9 three-pointers Friday night. Yes, Khalil had 32 points, 9 threes. His picture's in the paper today. But I don't care about that. I delight in the Lord. Amen. First thing I did, I sung hallelujah. I didn't say Khalil. I could have came out here and said that first, but I waited a while because I delight myself in the Lord. Even though my son did an awesome job the other night, God is still number one. Amen. Y'all better roll with me so I can get done. Find your satisfaction in him. Are you really satisfied with your relationship with God? Think about it. Are you satisfied with your relationship with him? Are you doing everything that you need to do for Christ? You know what? That's why everything else in your life ain't working out right. It says, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and all of his righteousness. All of these things will be added to you. That thing you're praying for, that thing you're asking for, give God. Be satisfied with God and watch what he'll do in your life. Amen? Hallelujah, somebody. I'm doing well. And you know why I'm doing well? Because God is number one in my life. Amen. And I ain't scared to say I'm doing all right. Amen. I ain't stressed out. And I'm not going to let no devil in hell stress me out. Come what may, I'm still going to praise God. Job said, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. No matter what come down the pipe, I'm still going to trust God. Y'all going to make me preach this morning. And then in verse 5, it says, commit thy ways unto the Lord. See, we don't want to commit our ways to the Lord. It said, turn your life over to his control. See, the problem is some of us, we want to drive. We want to drive. We want to go left and God telling us to go right. Amen. We want to go down, but he's telling us to go up. Oh, he telling us to pray, but some of us want to pimp. Oh, y'all almost missed that one, didn't you? He's saying give, but you going around gossiping. Oh. He's saying stop, but you saying let's go. Come on, my brother. Commit thy ways unto the Lord. Turn your life over to his control. You know what? You know how I learned to follow God? Rita, I learned to follow God but just like this. The voice. See, I have. Anybody else in here hear voices other than me? I'm not scared, and I'm not schizophrenic, but I hear voices. I don't only hear one voice, not two voices, but y'all, I hear three voices. Have you watched cartoons lately? Looney Tunes used to do it all the time. There was a devil on one side. There was an angel on the other. And see, I struggle with this dude right here in the middle. He's talking too. And the way I learned how to listen for God and to follow his lead is I sure don't listen to that voice that sound like mine. Because that voice has got me in more trouble than this devil voice. Self is something else, my brothers and sisters. Sometimes we can get ourselves in some stuff and Satan is looking like, oh my God, can y'all believe he just did that? Self is something else, y'all. But you know, we come to church, we want to blame everything on the devil. You surprise him sometime with some of your mess. Commit thy ways unto the Lord. Turn your life over to his control. And then look at this, my brother and sister. Verse 7. See, once you conquer those four that I mentioned before, then you know what you can do, Darren? You can rest in the Lord. Look at verse 7. It says, rest in the Lord. Relax in the care of your father. You know what? I love mama to death. But you know what? When I was a kid, you know, when daddy wasn't at home, daddy used to have to go off every once in a while to union conferences or whatever. He was big in the union. At B&W, and they closed anyway, but, you know, he was big in the union. But when dad was out of town, my brother says, you know, I love mama to death, but, you know, when daddy wasn't at home, you know, a little nervous, you know, make sure the doors were locked and make sure the windows was locked and make sure, you know, the porch light was on. We never had the porch light on as long as daddy was home. Rest in the Lord. Relax in the care of your father. See, when you have God in your life, my brothers and sisters, those things that have you scared and stressed out, when he's in your life, you can relax in him. No matter what you're going through, my brothers and sisters, just relax in the Lord. But we got to make sure we take care of these conditions up front. Amen? I'm trying to help somebody this morning. And then, oh, my brothers and sisters, look at verse 8. Look at verse, I'm talking about the prescription. We're going to rest in the Lord, but then see, this one catches a whole lot of us. Verse 8 says, cease from anger. Stop getting angry about everything. How can you be who God told you to be if you can't get along with nobody? You're mad at everybody. Y'all know anybody that's just mad all the time? Just mad all the time. What is wrong with you? But you call yourself a child of God? Amen. He's the author of love. Amen. Come on, somebody. And then, you know, we cease from anger. We stop getting angry about everything. And then look at verse. Let's jump down to verse 27. It says, depart from evil and do good. And what that is two-pronged direction. So guess what? Depart from evil. So that means that everybody in here at some point in their lives has, we've done evil. Some of us are doing evil right now. Some of us are thinking evil right now. Some of us are planning on evil later on. I'm sorry I'm so loud, but I'm excited today. Depart from evil and do good. So what this means is you're doing evil, and when you depart from evil, that means you're making a bad face. See, and then you go the opposite direction. See, the problem with the church is, y'all know we sing, he picked me up, he turned me around, he placed my feet on solid ground. You know what some of us do? Thank you. Pick you up, turn you around. Back where I started. We don't want to be back where we started. You know, if you stressed out this morning, you know what you need to do? Make a bow face. Make a 180, no 360s. We want to make a 180 this morning and go the other way. Amen? Go to the light. Y'all don't watch movies, do you? Depart from evil and do good. You know what? Some of us don't think it's cool to do good. Back in the day, y'all, can I tell on myself? I do it all the time. How many of y'all used to smoke Black and Miles just because everybody else was smoking Black and Miles when it got popular? Man, I used to smoke Black and Miles I was trying to play college basketball smoking blacks. Depart from evil and do good just because it looked cool. Okay, can I really hit some of you? We got any 90s? Some of y'all grew up in around the 90s when that was really your popping. And can I say this? Mom and daddy, close your ears. Y'all remember, man, I hate to say this, but I have to. Because I'm just going to show you where we are as people and some of the things that we do. I knew what was right. Sister Braxton, I knew. But when Snoop Dogg came out with smoking on endo, sipping on gin and juice. How many of y'all started drinking gin and juice just because Snoop Dogg was rapping about it? How many of y'all started smoking a little? Some of y'all smoked so much your lips turned purple. That's when everybody started smoking blunts. It wasn't joints no more. It was blunts. I'm just being real this morning. Depart from evil and do what? Good. Some of us today, you know what the problem is? Depart from evil and do good. You listening to the wrong music. You can't handle some of the stuff you listening to. You can't handle some of the movies that you're watching. You got to cut some of that stuff out. Do good. Reason why you sleeping around and creeping around, you listening to the wrong stuff. You got the wrong stuff going in. It's, you know, you can't filter it. You're not strong enough yet. Some things, my brothers and sisters, as Orange Chapel members, we got to cut some stuff out. Some conversations we got to cut out because we're not strong enough yet. Amen? I can listen to whatever. It don't affect me now, but used to. Man. Can I go back to the 90s again? Big Mike. Y'all remember Big Mike that used to rap with the Ghetto Boy? Big Mike, you had a song say, I'm just a player, player. I put that on. I put Big Mike in my car. Y'all young folks don't know about it. And guess what? As soon as it come on, guess what? I just lean like this. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Thought I was Mac Daddy. Candy was breaking stuff and fighting me all the time. I'm a player. Depart from evil and do good. Y'all know what I'm talking. Am I not? And Sean back there laughing, he used to lean harder than I did. He didn't even have no license. He got so cool, he used to drive and look out the side window. Y'all remember that? Depart from evil and do good. And then look at this, verse 34, and then I'm going to shut this thing down. It says, wait on the Lord. And wait for the Lord. Wait for the Lord. To change your direction. Wait for God. Wait for his direction. Wait for him to tell you what to do, what your next move is. Amen? My brothers and sisters, see, if we would follow that prescription, I think that we could be better and we could do better. Amen? When you're dealing with stress, especially stress that's coming from the outside, my brothers and sisters, Psalm 37 is a good one. Amen? But I want to share this with you before I close out. Stress is the result of failing to handle the difficulties of life in a biblical manner. The reason why we're all stressed out as Christians, see, he was talking to the church. The reason why we're stressed out in our marriages and our relationships is because we don't handle things in a biblical manner. The reason why we're bumping into each other and getting mad all the time is because we don't handle it the way the book says handle it. Amen? So, I just want to tell you this morning, stress is a choice. Our big difficulty in accepting that we have to accept the fact that God knows what's going on. God knows what he's doing. God is able to do what needs to be done. And you know what? This is the big one that we struggle with. This is why we're stressed out, is God may not happen to agree with me on what is best for me or how things ought to be done. We have to listen for him to instruct us. And the problem is he has an instruction manual, but most of us fail to pick it up. Amen. Your car does things that you don't even know it does. Your TV can do things that you don't even know your TV can do because you haven't picked up the instruction manual. This is life's instruction manual. And if you don't know anything about it, my brothers and sisters, you're gonna crash. And the fact is, sometimes you crash and everything, you know, you're able to mend up and you're able to heal up. You know, kind of like Khalil, he was in a crash. But sometimes you crash and burn. I don't want to crash and burn. But this morning I'm talking about less stress and more rest. Come on, we finna close this thing out, brothers. We have trouble allowing God to be God. And that results in us stressing out. We have to let the Lord do what needs to be done. There's a song that says, I'm going to do what the Lord says do. He said, I tried gambling. I tried stealing. I tried cheating. I tried everything under the sun, but I'm going to do what the Lord says do. Now, my question is, how are we going to know what the Lord says do if we never communicate with him? What is your prayer life like? Amen. How often are you talking to God? You're stressed out because you're not receiving instructions from the Father. But you can find rest in Jesus. Amen. The psalmist here says you can find rest in God. And the thing about it is, those wicked people, are they going to be cut off? And then at the end of all this, this is what's so awesome. At the end of all of this, in verse 34, it says, wait on the Lord and keep his way, and he shall exalt thee to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, thou shalt see it. Ain't that good stuff? The Bible says that he prepares a table in the presence. He prepares a table for me in the presence of my enemies. So if you stick with God, amen, he's going to work things out for you, and your haters are going to have to watch you. Be blessed. Amen. We also know that our enemies are our footstool. So enemies are important, my brothers and sisters. But as long as we handle things the way the Lord tells us to, we're going to be all right. Amen? Anybody want to get some rest, my brothers and sisters? We got to learn how to deal with those people that are not so loving. Has anybody ever run into somebody that's not real loving? Come on, wait, put your hands in the air if you ever been there before. And it seemed like they stressed you out on every side. Well, I want to share a little story with you this morning. There was a lady that lived in a neighborhood. And there was a woman that shared a fence line with her. The houses was back to back, Darren. And the lady on the other side had a chicken coop. Her name was Miss Johnson. Miss Johnson had a chicken coop, and Miss Brown's yard was right behind hers. And every day, my brothers and sisters, when Miss Johnson would go out and clean out a whole chicken coop, she would take all the mess out of her chicken coop and she'd throw it over the fence on the other side. I'm talking about wicked people, my brothers and sisters. Have you ever been in a situation where somebody was just dumping mess on you? They just dumping crap on you. Y'all know what I'm talking about this morning. And it always seemed like Miss Johnson was always getting something new on the other side. But Miss Brown would just sit down on her back porch with a smile on her face, singing her favorite hymn, Amazing Grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. No matter how much mess she put over the fence, Miss Brown just sat down her old rocking chair, because she knew that everything was going to be all right. Ain't God all right? Y'all going to make me preach this morning. Hallelujah. A few weeks had passed, my brothers and my sisters. Hallelujah. And Miss Johnson began to get a little sick in her body. She got so sick that they had to put her in the hospital. Ain't the Lord all right? She's sitting there. And she's thinking about her life and all the things that she had done, all the bad things that she had done to people, and all the conversations that she had that she shouldn't have had, all the things that she had done to Ms. Brown, hallelujah, all the crap that she put over the fence. But then she heard a knock on the door. She told them to come on in. And she saw Miss Brown walk in the hospital room. Nobody had been there to see her. But Miss Brown walked in with some beautiful roses. Ain't the Lord all right? She said, Miss Brown, I don't know why you are here to see me today. And I can't believe that you brought me those beautiful flowers. Well, Miss Brown told Miss Johnson, I didn't buy these flowers. You remember all that stuff that you was dumping over the fence? You see, I had a rose garden. And every time you dump your mess on me, I take it over and fertilize my flowers. Ain't the Lord all right? You meant it for good. You meant it for bad. But the Lord meant it for good. Ain't the Lord all right? You talked about me. You dumped your mess on me. But I used your mess for a blessing. Ain't the Lord all right? Don't fret over people that do you wrong. Just keep on doing good. When the world gives you lemons, just make lemonade. Ain't the Lord all right? I love the Lord this morning.
Haters just keep on hating. Liars just keep on lying. Hallelujah. Keep on dumping your mess on me, but I'ma use it for the glory of God. Ain't he all right? Is there anybody here that wanna stand with me this morning and say, for the Lord I live, and for the Lord I'm gonna die? You can dump what you want to, you can say what you want to, but I'm gonna stay with Jesus because he's brought me this far. I've come this far by faith, and I've been leaning on the Lord. I trust in his holy word, and he's never failed me yet. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's time for us to stop stressing out. It's time for us to stop going crazy. And it's time for us to rest in Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many of y'all know he's worthy to be praised? He brought me from a mighty long way. I should have been dead and gone, but Jesus left me here. I should have lost my mind, but I still know who I am. And because I know who I am, I know whose I am. I belong to Jesus, and I gotta act like it. I gotta walk like it. I gotta talk like it. I gotta praise like it. I gotta preach like it. I gotta pray like it. Ain't he all right? Hallelujah. 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 Less stress and more rest. And as long as I got King Jesus, I don't need nobody else. He's all right.